Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
This is Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky. I remember when I was in college and I was working at this great, it was sort of a health food restaurant, but they also had a lot of coffee and lattes, and I didn't drink coffee. And that was the one thing we could have for free. So everybody I worked with was going crazy on the cappuccinos and the lattes, and they all thought I was a total nut for not drinking it, but I'm kind of sensitive to caffeine. But I think I'm going to have to start, because apparently the latest research is showing that coffee is our friend. And here to talk about it is the wonderful Dr. Bob Arnott. Hi, Dr. Bob. Or should I say Dr. Arnott?
Dr. Danger. Fine. Anything to work.
Oh, Dr. Danger.
The kids all call me Dange.
Oh, I like that.
That's awesome.
All right, Danger, I'll call you sure. Dr. Danger. So let's talk about this. I mean, all those many years ago, I probably should have been drinking the coffee. Maybe not the cappuccinos and the lattes and all the sugar and all the foam and everything, but at least the coffee. So talk to us about this.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I was the same way. I did stories for decades on the network, always looking for the next story on how coffee was terrible for you. And finally, this, you know, amazing New England Journal study came out, a real sort of signpost. And it showed that with 5 million consumer years of coffee drinking, you could say that coffee decreased the risk of death for women, all-cause death, by 15%. And there's nothing else I can give you as a doctor that's that good. So I really look at it as the new superfood, you know, potentially the best single thing you can do for yourself in a given day if you're not on a, you know, kale watercress salad diet and training for the Ironman.
You know what's interesting? What I want to know is are there certain coffees that are better to drink than others? I mean, obviously, we know coffee is a heavily sprayed crop, and I know that organic coffee is great to drink, but I've also heard things about green coffee. So I'm a little, you know, I'm not the biggest coffee drinker. I'm much more of a tea drinker, but I do crave my coffee once in a while, and I love to put it with, you know, cashew milk or some type of yummy coconut creamer or something. But I'd love to get your take on it, you know, Bob, just in terms of how, what type of coffee should we be drinking?
So what we did was to source coffee beans from around the world, hundreds of different beans from all over Africa, the Far East, South America, whatnot. And we found these coffee beans that had 20 times more of the really good stuff, the high benefit stuff, than ordinary coffee beans. And it's the same thing you would find with fruits and vegetables, just like the wild Alaskan blueberry, maybe 10 or 20 times better than regular blueberry. This stuff is spectacular. You know, we put it into some test brands that are benefiting orphans in Africa. One cool one is called Daktari. You know, in Africa, they call me Daktari, which is Swahili for Africa. And in fact, the kids there call me Daktari Atari, which means Dr. Danger in Swahili. And another one called Dr. Danger. They're just, you know, they're fun kind of test brands. They're on Amazon, but it gives you an opportunity to test the very, very, very best beans on earth. You know, if you're looking for another way to buy them, you know, go to your local roaster, look for beans that come from very high altitudes, go to coffeereview.com, a top independent site, and they have very highly reviewed coffees. Ours, you know, the Dr. Danger and Dr. Tari, right up in the 90s, they're very, very good coffees. Gives you another route to go, but it makes a spectacular difference because in the end, you say to yourself, how much benefit am I putting into my cup? And the answer with many run-of-the-mill coffees is you're putting about 6 milligrams of the good stuff in. With ours, you're putting 400 milligrams of the good stuff in. And so, you know, it sounds like at least one of you is like me in that you can't take a lot of coffee without having a SWAT team on your tail on the way to work because it can make you pretty anxious and jittery. So these very high-quality coffees have a little less caffeine in them. And they have a ton of what we call polyphenols. Now, I know in your show, you probably talk a lot about polyphenols and healthy vegetables and green teas and fruits and red wines and olive oils. Well, it turns out the polyphenols in coffee outrank everything, even tea in the American diet. And you can find more of them in coffee, the right coffees, than anything. So people go, well, what the heck is a polyphenol? And you say, look, the driving force behind most disease in America, I mean, diabetes and obesity and depression and heart disease is inflammation. And the best hedge against inflammation is putting tons and tons and tons of these polyphenols into your bloodstream, with a great delivery mechanism. Now, you asked about, you know, green coffee extract. This kind of went boom and bust because it's an extract. Well, nothing works that well. But coffee is a phenomenal drug delivery system, delivering caffeine, of course, but also delivering polyphenols so you feel and act your best all day long.
Now, Dr. Danger, so I'm guessing that decaffeinated coffee might not be the best way to go just in terms of the chemical process they use, or am I mistaken on that, to decaffeinate the beans?
Well, so it's a great point. I mean, there are a couple of companies that still use a chemical process, which we would avoid. There are two companies, one Swiss Waters, the other Descomex. They have a water extraction process. The one that we have, the Dr. Danger coffee, which has the fun name of Night Ops, is a wonderful Ethiopian Sadama coffee, high altitude, super high polyphenols. So you're getting all the benefits, but you don't have the caffeine in it. Again, a water extraction process, so it's plenty safe for you. Now, you know, what we've done over the last couple of years, and I've done as a doctor and a scientist, is to use a top analytical chemistry laboratory to look for power and purity. The power is important to me and a lot of people who want to have all these super benefits to improve performance, to potentially decrease your risk of various cancers and heart disease and neurodegenerative diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, as an example. But the other piece of it is, you know, a lot of women who are shopping for their families, when they go through a grocery store, they go, you know, the performance stuff is great, but I want something I know is pure. So we use a mass spectrometer, and we're looking to make sure, are there no pesticides in there? Do you have very low acrylamide, this potential cancer-causing compound?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's what you want. You want a coffee that is powerful and pure.
So you check for pesticides, but it's not organic, right? But you check to make sure that there aren't high levels of pesticides. Is that what you're using, the gas spectrometer? I forget what you said, spectrometry. I'm like trying to say it.
Uh-oh, you caught my mispronunciation disease.
I'm like, you, Lisa.
I know what happened. We switched places.
Actually, you know, a funny aside is that we're also looking at, you know, we're always looking at branding. And one of the brand names we're looking at is phenomenal. So people go, how's the coffee go? It tastes phenomenal. How do you feel? Phenomenal. Why? It's loaded with polyphenols, which is a lot easier to say than polyphenols. So the name of the machine is called a liquid chromatography mass spectrometry device. And it detects chemicals in coffee down to parts per trillion. So pesticides, if there are any in there, are incredibly small quantities. So we're now looking for those in coffee. But here's the interesting distinction about organic, and that is, sure, organic coffees are great, but it's a very expensive process. And there are lots of farmers in high-altitude places like Kenya and Ethiopia who have never used a pesticide, who couldn't afford them to begin with, and they're such high altitudes, they don't have the pest. So, you know, if you're buying a high-quality coffee, chances are you have a low to zero pesticides in it to begin with.
Well, I love that you say that, too. And it's true, just because, you know, like you're saying, certain areas, even though they're not certified, they still don't have or don't contain the pesticides. So I think that's a good point of why we need to speak to companies like yourself or companies that create brands that are able to tell us firsthand, you know, the benefit and the quality of their products. So I think that's why this is very important. So thank you. We appreciate
that. I can't quite tell whether I'm just going to go and have some more coffee to feel great today or just continuing listening to the two of you. I mean, this is like, like a drug. I mean,
that's so nice.
You're very sweet. Well, thank you. You know what? I want to tell people where they can get, because the show, we're out of time. It goes by so quickly. But they can go to drdangercoffee.com if you want to learn more about Bob's coffee. And it definitely sounds amazing. So we're going to check it out as well. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening. Stay well. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, 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 ooh.